I don't know about you, but I'm taking this to heart. I'm taking this to heart. I'm expecting these things to happen, praise God, because the whole earth will be filled with His glory and all flesh will see it. Hallelujah. And I believe you and I, that generation, hallelujah. But it's not going to happen until we start using our faith for it.
God's presence and power are supernatural, yet they can be experienced in the natural realm. On today's Believer's Voice of Victory, Kenneth Copeland will take you on a journey through Scripture to prove that God's glory can be seen. Now, here's Kenneth.
Let's go to the book of Numbers. And let's look in the 14th chapter of Numbers. The 10th verse. But all the congregation bade stone them with stones, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of congregation before the children of Israel. The glory of the Lord appeared. I want you to, the way these things are worded is very important. So as you're making notes, just notice this. We've found the glory of the Lord and the cloud. The glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. Notice this. The glory of the Lord appeared in the tabernacle of a congregation before all, say all, before all the children of Israel. Now the 16th chapter of Numbers, 19th verse, Korah gathered all the congregation against them under the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto all the congregation. Are you noticing something here? This is an all the congregation kind of a thing. Amen? I don't know about you, but I'm taking this to heart. I'm taking this to heart. I'm expecting these things to happen, praise God, because the whole earth will be filled with His glory and all flesh will see it. Hallelujah. And I believe you and I, that generation, hallelujah. But it's not going to happen until we start using our faith for it. Hallelujah. Amen. And now on that 16th chapter, I want to look at the 42nd verse. It came to pass when the congregation was gathered against Moses and against Aaron. I want you to notice, we've seen a couple of three times here, when Moses and Aaron were in danger, the glory appeared. When the folks got mad and started stoning somebody, the glory came on the scene. Amen. Now, verse 42. And that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, and behold, the cloud covered it. Covered that whole tabernacle. Now let me read it carefully now. Behold, the cloud covered it, and the glory of the Lord appeared. The glory of the Lord appeared. The cloud covered the whole church building. And the glory of the Lord appeared. Now, 1 Kings chapter 8. Now there are other scriptures. This is by no means an exhaustive reading. You can go back and get your concordance and so forth and look up many things about the glory right down these same lines. Very interesting. 1 Kings chapter 8. And let's look at the 10th and the 11th verses. And it came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place. Now, this is in Solomon's temple. This is part of the dedication of the temple. It came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place that the cloud filled the house of the Lord so that the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. The cloud and the glory. I heard Brother Hagin tell of the time that he had died, and three different times, and went to hell each time, and the Lord just rescued him out of it. Well, you know, that'll have a tendency to make you get saved. He never would go into it all that much, describe it much, because it was a terrible thing, horrible thing. And I talked to another man that became a very close friend of mine. He had had that experience also. Anyway, when the next time he died was after he'd gotten born again, because he realized that he was just a church member, had been baptized in water, but never had accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. But he did that, and then he died again and left his body just like he had three times before. He left his body, and he began to rise this time instead of going down. And he saw his body laying there, and he got up into this glory, the light of his glory. And the Lord stopped him and said, no, your work's not done. You'll have to go back, and so forth and so on. Well, he never had told that until for years and years. He said it was just too sacred. He just didn't tell it. But then when he began his radio ministry, and he was teaching on spirit, soul, and body, the inward man and the outward man, the Lord told him to begin using that as an illustration and tell people what had happened. Well, his mother said, she'd been listening to him on the radio. She said, son, you tell that like it was just a few moments there. He said, well, to me it was. No, she said, let me tell you our side of it. She said, he told his little brother, said, go tell Mom I'm dying. Come quick, I want to tell her bye. And she said, Pat, come running in there saying, Kenneth's dying, Kenneth's dying, hurry quick. So she said, we ran in there, but she said, we couldn't get in the room. She said, the room was filled with some kind of cloud. And it was bright. And she said, I tried to get in there and couldn't. And I kind of held myself up on the door jamb there. But she said, his grandmother, mother's mother, came up there and she tried to get in and couldn't. So she backed off and took a run at it. And she hit that cloud and bounced off. So she got all the way across the dining room and took another run at it. and just knocked her straight backward. Now that's what that's talking about when it said the priest couldn't enter. You can't penetrate it. I'm talking about absolute holiness. I'm talking about absolute light. In Him there is no darkness. None. Zero. Nada. Nunca. None. Can you imagine? No, you can't. What that kind of light energy is capable of? Well, take a look at the universe. Because the first 24 hours after He just simply said, light be, light was. 16 billion miles in 24 hours. That's staggering. Yes, it is. And He's your Father.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Then how could we possibly, stand in the presence of that kind of holiness, that kind of pure righteousness, that kind of pure goodness? He is good. Now, that kind of goodness comes up against badness. Are you kidding? Badness just ain't got a chance. Because good is so far beyond bad. That's how far light is beyond darkness. Because it only takes a small amount of light to dispel darkness. Can you imagine what pure light would do to it? No, you can't. Don't even try. But let me tell you, you're born of it. That's the kind of light that's in your spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, let me get back to what I'm doing here before I get all bent out of shape here. Hallelujah. All right. Now, this is what we're talking about. Verse 11, again, the priest could not stand to minister because of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of the Lord. Now let's go to 2 Chronicles, which is 2 Chronicles' account of this same situation, 2 Chronicles 5. And let's look at chapter 11. And verse 11, chapter 5, verse 11. It came to pass when the priests were come out of the holy place, for all the priests that were present were sanctified and did not then wait by course. Also the Levites, which were the singers, all of them of Asaph and Heman and Jeduthun, with their sons and their brethren being arrayed in white linen, having cymbals and psalteries and harps, stood at the east end of the altar, and with them 120 priests sounding with trumpets. And it came to pass, as the trumpeters and singers were as one. This is important. There was not a one of them off key. There was no disharmony in this entire group, and it was huge. It was big. Came to pass, as the trumpeters and the singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and the cymbals, instruments of music, and praised the Lord, saying, now notice what they were saying, For he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let's say it again. For he is good and his mercy endures forever. He is good and his mercy endures forever. And then the house was filled with a cloud, even the house of the Lord, so that the priest could not stand to minister by reason of the cloud. For the glory of the Lord had filled the house of God. Now the seventh chapter, first verse, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house, and the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down, and they saw the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good and his mercy endures forever. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Now then, let's look at something in the book of Psalms, the 63rd Psalm. Oh God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longs for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. What are you so thirsty for, David? To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen it in the sanctuary. Because your loving kindness is better than life, and my lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee while I live. I lift up my hands in your name. My soul will be satisfied. Praise God. What's he longing for? To see the glory. Obviously, he's seen it. To see your power and your glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. He's seen that glory. But now he's so hungry for it and so thirsty for it. He said, I'll praise you. I'll remember you. My soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness. My mouth shall praise thee with joyful lips when I remember thee upon my bed and meditate on thee in the night watches. What's he doing? He's meditating on that glory. He's thinking about the glory of the Lord. He can read the same scriptures we just got through reading. And he's obviously seen it himself in the sanctuary. And he's hungry for it. And he's thirsting for it. And if he could have prayed in tongues, that's what he'd been doing. Amen. He's lying there on his bed at night, praising, telling God, I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I want to see your glory. My, 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 my. I must see it. Now, let's go back to the 33rd chapter of Exodus. Now, let me read that from Psalm 63 again, because I said this is the way we're going to be from this night forward. This is a picture of us. Oh, God, you're my God. Early will I seek thee. Early. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where no water is, to see your power and your glory. To see your power and your glory. Now, we were in that 33rd chapter of Exodus, verse 9, and it came to pass, as Moses entered the tabernacle, the cloudy pillar descended and stood at the door of the tabernacle, and the Lord talked with Moses. And all the people saw the cloudy pillar stand at the tabernacle door, and all the people rose up and worshiped every man in his tent door. And the Lord spoke to Moses face to face as a man speaks unto his friend. Now notice, they're having this conversation together. But Moses is talking to a cloud. Would you like to, you think you'd maybe like to see inside that cloud? Who this is talking to me? I want you to notice, all of a sudden, he cannot contain this any longer. This is the same spirit that was on David. It was that same hunger just got the best of him. I want you to notice, I beseech thee, show me your glory. But every time I read it, I sense that. I mean, he just blurted it out. I beseech you. You don't beseech by saying, I beseech thee. That's not beseeching. You know, like Texas beseeching is, look at him. I want to see your glory. And he said, now here we are. I will make all my goodness pass before you. You remember what they were saying?
You are good.
And your mercy endures. I remember the time that scripture struck my spirit. I read it. It was just, his mercy endures forever. And I felt like, oh God, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Because this was on me to preach, and I knew it. And I found a scripture said Christ died for the ungodly. And I qualified. And his mercy endures forever. It changed the course of my life, thank God. I'll let my goodness pass before you. I will proclaim the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and will show mercy on whom I will show mercy. And that word mercy is translated again and again and again and again, compassion. Our God is full of compassion. He wants us in the glory more than we know. We don't even understand how much he wants us in the glory. His desire is to manifest himself to us. Amen. All of us. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now then, and he said, you cannot see my face. There shall no man see me and live. The Lord said, behold, there's a place by me, and you'll stand upon a rock, and it shall come to pass, while my glory passes by, I will put thee in a cleft of the rock, and will cover you with my hand while I pass by, and will take away my hand, and you can see my backside. You can see my back parts, but my face shall not be seen. So he stuffs him up underneath that rock. And he protects him. And lets him get a glimpse. Whoa. Hallelujah.
Project deadlines, birthday party, yard sale, workout, family time. There are only so many hours in the day. If your life is getting in the way of your relationship with God, it's time to make a change. A spiritual checkup package helps you set your priorities in order. Life-changing, practical resources by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland teach you how to get out of spiritual burnout to a faith-filled life of health, peace, and strength. Gloria Copeland shares her experiences and personal strategy to get your life on track in time for a spiritual checkup. Kenneth Copeland takes you through 8 steps to live a vibrant, faith-filled life and stir yourself up. His teaching, Faith-Filled Words Dominate the Law of Sin and Death, shows you how to change anything in your life through active faith in God's Word. Don't let the challenges of life get you down. Change your life and keep your faith growing. Make God, His Word, and faith your top priority today. Kenneth Copeland Ministries wants to bless you. Order a spiritual checkup package today and get all 3 products free. Take advantage of receiving this free radio offer by calling us toll-free at 800-600-7395 or by going to our website at kcm.org/TV special. Keep yourself on the path of God's plan for your faith with a spiritual checkup package. Order your free copy today. Come to a Kenneth Copeland Ministries event.
I will. This is an act of your will, not your emotions. I will fear no evil. Why? Because my God's the biggest thing in the valley.
April 6th through 8th, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland welcome you to the 2017 Branson Victory Campaign at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. June 15th through 17th, join the Copelands at the Dayton Victory Campaign at the Dayton Convention Center in Dayton, Ohio. July 31st through August 5th, join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and their special guests for the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. November 9th through 11th, the Copelands invite you to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodbridge, Virginia. For more information, go to kcmcanada.ca. The Believer's Voice of Victory is available free on DVD, CD, or MP3 and MP4 downloads. Call 800-600-7395 or go to kcm.org/TV special and request your free copy. Order this week's free radio offer today and build your faith to live in victory. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year.